believe.
God's word is here to say.
I expect a miracle.
And I expect a miracle today.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your power that is here today. Guide us in these 3 days as we are here in Zomba. Let your power be released. Let many be saved. Many be healed. And much change for your church. Thank you for this mercy that is released here. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. Alright. If you have a seat, you can sit down. But if not, those who are standing are going to heaven directly, more directly, because you are alert. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you first of all to the mayor for your presence and your support for this campaign and your respect for God. Amen.
Amen.
May God use your children. Amen. I also want to thank the pastors of Zomba, our chairman, and all the other wonderful pastors who are helping this campaign to be real. God bless you. This campaign is for 3 days, not 2 days. So, amen. Because the Bible says on the third day, Jesus stood up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the pastor's conference is on Monday in the morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight is the beginning of a turnaround in your life. Amen.
Amen.
And I want you to listen very carefully because the Bible said Joseph was bound in a chain until his word came.
And
when his word came, he was set free. So tonight, a word is coming that is going to change your life forever. Tonight, I am preaching about the Good Samaritan. In Luke chapter 10, the Bible says, Jesus said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment or his clothes and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead.
Luke chapter 10, Bible kamba zoti muntu wina amatsikira ku Jerusalem ndipo panjira adakumana nachi fwamba amene Adam vulasa namsi ali pafupi kuti afe.
And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side, and a Levite also came and looked on him, and also passed by. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him.
And
tonight, Jesus is having compassion on you.
Usiku uno, Yesu akuchitirani chifundo inu.
And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in the oil and the wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn or a hospital and took care of him. Tonight, Jesus is taking care of you.
Usiku uno, Yesu asamaria zainu.
And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, or 2 of your money is kwacha, 2 kwacha, and gave him to the host and said, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more than 2 kwacha, when I come, I will pay you.
Ndipo maomache anatulusa marupia ateka awiri napatsa mwini nyumba ya alendo nati msungire iye ndipo chili chonse umpatsa koposa ine pobwera ndidzakubwezera iwe.
Now, which of these 3 was a neighbor to the one who fell amongst thieves?
Uti wa awa atatu uyesa iwe anakala mnansi wa iye uja adagwa manja mwachi fuamba.
And he said, he that showed mercy on him, he is the neighbor. And Jesus said, go and do likewise.
Ndipo anati, iye wakumchitwa chifundo. Ndipo Yesu anati kwa iye, pita nuchite iwe momwemo.
Now this man was on a journey from Jerusalem to Jericho.
Muntuyu analipa ulendo chukula ku Yerusalemu kupita ku Jericho.
Everybody here is on a journey.
Aliyese pano alipa ulendo.
The journey starts when you are born and the journey ends the day you die.
Ulendo umayamba mukangobadwa ndipo umata tsiku limene mwamalira.
One day I went to a cemetery in America.
Sikulina ndapita kumanda ku America.
And the man who was digging the holes showed us, he allowed us to go and look at millionaires, rich, very rich people, where Bill Gates comes from. All their tombstones were there. Rich people.
Ndiye munthu amene anali kumanda ku amene amakumba manda adatengera kutionesa manda anthu olemera kwambiri anthu ngatachina Bill Gates ameti mawamvacha adatuonesa nthumbira zawo za anthu olemerawa.
I have never seen such a cemetery. Some people are buried in houses. Executive houses.
Koma kuli manda anthu ena amene amamangiraso kanyumba ka ulemulemu ndithu kumandako.
But one of them was very interesting to me, because it was a small place for a husband and his wife. They have bought it. One plot is $500,000 for where you sleep.
Kumalo amanda watu amagula ni ndalama. Ndipo malo amene amagula anali ya 500,000 kwacha kuti mkazi ni mamuna wake aikidwe pamene.
How much is $500,000?
Oh, $500,000 Malawi kwacha. Amene mapanga masamu tantandizani pamene. The calculator, please.
How much is that in kwacha?
Kodi ndalama zimenezi mmakwacha ndisingati $500,000.
So calculate it.
That's where they got in Malawi kwacha.
360 million kwacha.
Drama zake mmakwacha ndisimenezo 360 million.
For where you'll be buried.
Malo ojuka malira azakuikepo.
And then I came to this place and I saw the names of a man and his wife, Mr. So-and-so and Mrs. So-and-so.
Ndiye nafika pamalo amene wanagulidwa kuti anthu aikidwepo. Ndikuona maina amene alembedwa bambo wakuti wakuti ndi mai wakuti wakuti.
2 people.
Anthu awiri tu basi.
But one of them, they had written, born on this day, died on this day. But the other one, they had written, born, Mrs. So-and-so, born on this day, but died, they have left the date.
So manda antu awili amenewa, pa manda ena wapanale mbedwa kuti mtu uyu anabadwa tsiku lakuti lakuti, ndipo anamalira tsiku lakuti lakuti. Koma pa manda ena wanangolemba tsiku lobadwa lomalira sanalembepo.
So the woman, that is where she will be buried by the husband, and they have written born or but died, they have left it blank. So the woman doesn't know the date that she will end, but the man knows the day of starting and the day of ending.
Mai itu tsiku lake la kumalira sakuliti vachifaka pamanda pake sanalembepo tsiku lomalira koma bambo itsiku la kumalira lobadwa maina osewa nthawi zosezi zalembedwa.
So tonight,
choncho usikuno,
maybe you know somebody starting day and ending day because he's already dead. But for you and me and all of us who are here, we know only the starting, but we don't know the day of ending of that race.
Usikuno tu ambira metiripano tikudziwa tsiku la munthu wina wake tsiku limene anabadwa ndi kumwalira ifati munthu anamwalira koma ifati tiripano tsiku la tulobadwa tikulidziwa koma lomwalira lokha ndi limene tikulidziwa.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 12, the Bible says, man also knoweth not his time.
Chapter 9 verse 12 akuti munthuso sadziwa tsiku lake lakupita.
Man also knoweth not his time.
Munthuso sadziwa nthawi yake.
As the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in a snare, so the sons of men are snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly on them.
Monga somba zimene zakodwa mukonde, koma sombalame zimene zakodwa mumsomba mumsamba. Momwe monso ndimene munthu aliri amene wangokodwa koma sakudziwa tsiku lake.
That is why the Bible says, prepare to meet your God, because you know the beginning, but you don't have any idea of the end. All of us wish we knew the end, but we don't know.
Bible kuti konzekera moyo wako kukumana ni Mulungu wako chifasu kudziwa chimaliziro chako ungodziwa chiyambi ndi ndani pano tose pano sipalibe amene akudziwa chimaliziro chake.
Now, just as this man was going on the journey and he fell amongst thieves, all of us are on this journey and have fallen into evil.
Ndiye monga mene munthu anali pa ulendo nagwa mmanja mwa anthu achifwamba, tonsefeso tagwa mmanja moipa.
Many problems have befallen us since we were born.
Mavuto ambiri atigwera ife kuyambira tsiku limene tinabadwa.
The older you are, the more troubles you have seen.
Ukamakula amene mwakulira inumo ndekuti mavuto ambiriso amene mwaona moyo uno.
Hey! These days even young people have seen a lot of troubles.
Masiku akulakula anyamatawo na mavuto ambiri.
When my father-in-law, my wife's father, was alive, one day he said, there is no trouble in the world that I have not seen some before.
Apongo zianga, mambo hao, akazi wanga alini moe. Tikulina nanduza maona kuti, moyo uno, naona mavuto, ochuluka.
Yes. His wife died.
Akazi wao anamwalira.
When he had small children, 3 years, 4 years, his business caught fire.
Business yao moto kuyaka.
His trucks went to have accidents.
Magari moto yao anaita ngozi.
He was taken to prison.
Anawatengera paka naso kunende.
The government one day came to investigate him. Why is he a rich man? And they came to count everything in the house. Fork, spoons, 8 spoons, fork, 9, plates, 15. They counted everything in the house.
Boma tsikulina ndatuma wanthu kuti akamfufuze kuti mkulu amene ndiwalemera chonchi chifukwa chani. Ndi anabwera ku nyumba kwake ndi kudzawerenga masupuni alipo angati, mafoloko alipo angati, mbale zilipo angati, chilichonse kuchiwerenga.
He went for investigations.
Adam fufuza.
One day somebody tried to kill him with gas in the house.
But we na kafuna kuti amupe ali nyumba poponya mo gas nyumba.
He said there is no trouble he has not seen some before.
Zukanga kuti iye mavuto nde anakhanga ti mbali ya mkulu ya moyo wake.
The longer you stay here, the more troubles you see.
Kochuluka kumene ukhale pa dziko la pasi pano masiku akakhalambiri mavuto swambiri.
If you don't want trouble, go to heaven.
Ngati sufuna mavuto apita kumwamba.
Hey! So Jesus has seen the troubles that we have fallen into.
Hallelujah.
Jacob said something to Pharaoh. He said, when the day that he met the king of Egypt, he told the king, asked him, how old are you? And he answered and said, the days of the years of my pilgrimage or my journey are 130. And he said, few and evil have the days of the years of my life been. Because by 130, you see a lot of troubles.
Chifwa, akuti masiku anga, aulendo anga wa moyo, ndi 130. Komanduo zala, masiku onsewa, ndi zovuta. Chifwa mtu pafika 130, ndi wakumana nizambini.
Job chapter 14, verse 1 says, man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble.
Job chapter 14 akunena kuti munthu obadwa ndi mkazi ndi wa masiku owerengeka komanso wokhuta mavuto.
So all of us are like the man who fell amongst thieves. We need somebody to come and save us.
Tonsefe tutilingati munthu uyu amene anagwa mmanja mwa anthu achifwamba tikusoweka wina wake atipulumuse.
Malawi needs somebody to come and save you.
Malawi mukusoweka wina wake abwera kupulumuseni.
Amen.
Amen.
Now there are so many people who come, you think that they will save you, but later you find out that it's not saving you.
Hey.
You know, in Ghana, one day one of the politicians in Ghana, he became very powerful and popular.
And
people changed his name and started calling him Junior Jesus.
Kufikira poti anthu adasintha dzina lake ndi kuyamba kumutchula kuti mphache wa Yesu.
Junior Jesus.
Mphache wa Yesu.
Hey! But you see, after some years,
koma patapita mazaka zingapo,
we realized that Junior Jesus was not saving Ghana. So the Bible says the Levite, he came, but he didn't save. Then the priest also came. He also couldn't do much.
But
tonight I have good news for you. Tonight I have good news for you. The real Jesus is coming to save your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
need Jesus. The savior of the world. Maybe a young man came to your life. A boyfriend.
Nyamata.
And he said he will love you.
He will
save you. He will do something for you. But after some time, you see that the boy has left you. Because he has seen a girl who has done Rasta hairstyle. Hey. At first you were the most beautiful to him. But when he saw the girl with the rasta hairstyle, then he decided to leave you. Tonight, Jesus will not leave you because of a girl who has done a rasta hairstyle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 121. It says,
Akuti,
I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Ndikweza maso anga kumapiri, thandizo langa lidzera kuti, thandizo langa lidzera kwa Yehova, wolenga kumwamba.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is only one way out of our troubles.
Palidu njira imodzi yokha yotulukira mavuto athu.
And his name is Jesus Christ.
Ndipo njira imeneyo dzina lake ndi Yesu Christ.
Do you know why we came here?
Mukudziwa ndifa chani tabwera kuno?
I came to talk to you about Jesus.
Ndabwera kuno kudzalankhula nanu za Yesu.
Amen.
Amen.
I came to talk to you about Jesus.
Ndabwera kudzakamba nanu za Yesu.
The Bible says,
Bible kuti,
while we were still helpless,
tidakali wopanda thandizo.
Helpless.
Wopanda thandizo.
Whilst we were helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone may even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Ndani amene akanafa kutifera anthu ngati ife, koma Mulungu akuonesa chikondi chake kuti dakali chikhalire anthu ochimwa. Kristu anatifera ife.
Tonight,
usikuno,
we have to ask ourselves, what is the cause of all the troubles in this world?
You know,
yesterday night, I was in a country called Sri Lanka. It's next to India. Yes. When I got there, last week, they told me the troubles that they have seen in the country, you cannot imagine. I've been to
India.
I've been to Japan. I've been to
Korea.
I've been to Kenya. I've been to
Nigeria.
I've been to South Africa. All over the world. I've not been to any country without a lot of troubles. Yes. I mean, the troubles and the problems in the world. You cannot believe unless they, when they start to talk, every country, when they say there are troubles. Yes. Look. Do you think the world is how it is how God made it?
No.
Adam and Eve, they were very happy in the garden.
Adam and Eve, anali wokondwa kwambiri munda uja.
Yes.
Inde.
Adam used to kiss his wife every day.
Adam udu amakonda kumpyopyo nkazi wake mwa.
Today a lot of husbands, they don't kiss their wife. Their wife also don't kiss their husband.
Komalero. Ambiri amuna sa pyopyo na kazi yao. Amaiso sa pyopyo na so amuna yao.
Hey!
Hey!
Adam and Eve. Eve was a sexy beauty.
Adam and Eva. Diagambaza Eva inali ngenge.
Ngenge.
ipazua.
If even she wouldn't wear clothes.
Eva sama vaso zovala kome.
Even panties, he wouldn't wear it.
Panties,
I want my husband to see me as I am. Today, most of the wives are wearing pajamas. Things are very different from how they were originally. Yes. Some are wearing jeans when they are going to sleep. They wear jeans. That is not how God created it. Yes. At all. But you see, one day, Eve, who was a sexy beauty, she went to town and she met the serpent.
Sigulina, Eva, ngenge, chipazuai, anapita kutawon, ali kutawoni, anakumana ninjoka.
And the serpent called her, hello.
Ninjoka inam kondot.
And Eve said, leave me, I'm going to the house.
Ne Eva kutandisia in the lake and upita kunyumba.
But the serpent continued calling her, hello.
Hello.
Hey. So when Eve turned and saw the serpent, in those days the serpent could speak. Oh yes. And the serpent started to talk to Eve. And saw Eve's breasts were dangling in front of the
serpent.
Yes.
Hey.
And the serpent was looking at her. And the serpent said, if I can get this girl for myself.
Yes.
So the serpent asked her, why are you serving God? Why are you serving God? I have something nicer for you than following God. Your God is a wicked God. This is the nicest tree. When you eat it, you will be even more sexy. And he asked Eve, have you had a child? You have not had a child, eh? I help you. You will be like God, you will be powerful. Eve started to think about it. And the devil was talking to her. And she was listening. As the devil was speaking to her and winning her heart. And she told him, leave God, follow me. There are when you eat this, you will be happy. You know, when a snake bites you,
njoka ikakuluma,
it kisses you.
Yakumpyompyo na njoka.
It's a kiss.
Ni kiss imene yo kumpyompyo na.
Some people don't know how to kiss. When they kiss, they will bite your mouth.
Atwena na ukukisa simuziwa ya mkati mkumkisa munthu kumpyompyo na kumkumuluma pompo.
It's true.
It's all that's menace.
And then when they are kissing you, I tell you, bite.
Mara mo pyopyo na muntu kama pana kumuruma.
Hey! That is a snake bite.
Kuruma kwa njoka kumene.
And when a snake bites you,
njoka ikakuruma,
that is it.
Bas.
Yeah. One day I went to a zoo of only snakes.
Sikuli napita kumalo kwa sungira kwa nyama zimene zinali njoka sokazoka.
Yes. And I saw a snake.
Then naona njoka.
The way the snake started to move, the snake was far. The man in the zoo said, as for this snake, these ones are okay, but this one, when he, even when he moves small, we don't like it here. But as for Eve, she sat there and talked with the snake for a long time. Yes.
In the.
You know, maybe you don't know the devil. The devil wants to take you to hell and burn you. Burn you forever.
We na simu kuziwa. Mjirekezi yuku. Joli ngale afuna kutengene ni kukahena.
Yes.
Anaku yatse ni kukahena kumene kukwamu yaya.
You know, one day I went to preach in a certain church.
Sikulina ndabito kala ligira mchali chilina lake.
Early in the morning at 7 o'clock.
Mama wako mbili chama 7 o'clock.
And a businessman
business
came to pick me from the hotel. This was in Malaysia.
Malaysia.
When we were going,
chikupita,
he told me,
ananduza kuti,
do you know why I am now working for the church? I said, I don't know. He told me, some years ago, even Sunday, I don't go to church. Sunday. I said, why? He said, I was not serious. But he said, one day, Sunday morning, instead of going to church, I went to swim in the river with all my friends at a waterfall. So I was standing under the water. The water was falling on me on Sunday morning. The water was coming. And he was enjoying the water. Shoo!
Woo!
Do you have waterfall here? Malawi.
Yes.
What's it called? Kula waterfall. Yeah. He said suddenly, he felt something came on him, not knowing there was a viper, a very big snake. And the snake came on him. And bit him. A viper. He told me, I was taken to hospital. He said for 6 weeks.
Six.
I was on oxygen. Heart support. Blood transfusions. To keep him alive. He said, I balanced between death and life for 6 weeks. When a snake bites you, your life is changed. And you see that you are either, you don't know whether you are alive or you are dead. When the serpent bit Eve, the whole human race, we have been balancing between life and death. It's not only Malawi, but all of Eve's children. You can't see whether it's dead or alive. Go to
Nigeria.
Go to South Africa. Go to India. Go to America. All over the world. It's the same thing. You can't tell. whether we are dead or alive. Because of the devil, we have fallen into evil. But tonight, thank God for medicine. I say medicine that can neutralize the snake's poison. Hallelujah. So when the Good Samaritan came, he came with the medicine for the snake's poison in your life. The blood,
mwazi,
the wine,
komaso vino,
and the oil.
Komaso mafuta.
Tonight,
usikuno,
I have something for you.
Ndi china cha inu.
It's called the blood of Jesus Christ.
Chochedwa mwazi wa Yesu Christ.
Look, listen carefully.
Veterani bino.
No one should walk around, please. Don't move.
Don't
move around at all. Please. No, hey, no move, no walking. No walking, no walk, no. Don't move now. The devil fears one thing. Only one thing. The blood of Jesus. Yes. Because, you see, the devil made Eve sin. And all of us, it is the devil who makes us to sin. And when you sin, all the sicknesses and troubles come more. Do you have sinners in Malawi? How many of you here have told lies before? Lies. In Zomba. Liars. All liars in Zomba should lift up their hands. All, if you know you are a liar, lift up your hand. What about the pastors? Look at the pastors too. They are all liars. Hey! What about thieves? If you are a thief, raise your hand. All thieves in Zomba, raise your hand. Okay. Shh. How many have stolen chicken from your mother's kitchen before? Your mother was making stew, then you took the chicken and ate it. Then yeah. when she was taking the stew, there was no meat in the stew because you have eaten it. Then it means you are a thief. Yes. How many of you have been jealous before in Zomba? Jealousy. Wow. What about fornication? If you have committed fornication in
Zomba,
some of you must lift up your two hands and your legs for this one. What about the pastors on the stage? The pastors don't want to lift up their hands because their wives are sitting there looking at them. Yes. So tonight, listen. The good Samaritan, he brought two things, oil and wine. And tonight,
mafuta,
these two things are here. The blood of Jesus. I said the blood of Jesus is the wine. How many want the blood of Jesus to wash all your sins away? And then the oil. The The oil is the Holy Ghost. Miracles. Healings. Deliverance. From Satan. The power of God in your life. Tonight, how many know that Jesus is a healing Jesus? Jesus is a healing Jesus. So when you meet Jesus, you have to expect these two things. The wine
vinho,
and the oil. The blood to wash your sins and my sins. And after that, power in your life to change your life. Everybody should stand up, please. If you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins away, then lift up your two hands like this. If you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins tonight, then lift your hands like this and say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus. I can't hear you. Say, Jesus. Thank you for tonight. The first night. Thank you for saving me today.
Thank you for saving me today.
Please pour your blood on my life.
Please pour your blood on my life.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Please wash away my sins.
Please wash away my sins.
All my sins.
All my sins.
My lies.
My lies.
My fornication.
My fornication.
My stealing.
My stealing.
My jealousy.
My jealousy.
My wickedness.
My wickedness.
All bad things.
All bad things.
That I have done.
That I have done.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Wash me, Lord.
Wash me, Lord.
By your power.
By your power.
By your blood.
By your blood.
Cleanse me today.
Cleanse me today.
And wash me.
And wash me.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I give my heart.
I give my heart.
To God.
To God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I give my life to you.
I give my life to you.
I give my soul to you.
I give my soul to you.
Cleanse me, Lord.
Cleanse me, Lord.
Wash me, Lord.
Wash me, Lord.
Tonight is my night.
Tonight is my night.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Now lift only one hand like this. Only one hand like this. And now say this after me. Say after me. Satan!
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 Listen very carefully.
Listen very carefully.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I bind you.
I bind you.
Satan.
Satan.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I reject you.
I reject you.
I refuse you.
I refuse you.
I overcome you.
I overcome you.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Satan.
Satan.
I will not obey you again.
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 I am following Jesus.
I am following Jesus.
Satan.
Satan.
I bind you.
I bind you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now lift your two hands and say, Jesus, I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For blessing me.
For blessing me.
For saving me.
For saving me.
By your power.
By your power.
And by your blood.
And by your blood.
I love you. you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, take your book out if you have the book. If you have this book. Now, lift it up high. I want to see. Lift your two hands up high with your book. Give the Lord a wave offering. A wave, a wave, a wave. Hallelujah.
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 Now, lift it up high. Say, Jesus. Help me to serve you.
Help me to serve you.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I will read this book.
I'll read this book.
I'll become a strong Christian.
I'll become a strong Christian.
I will follow Jesus.
I'll follow Jesus.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Your turn. Chichewa.
Aha, nemu satire mawi hawa. Mutakweza mkono wanu wa mwamba. Munene kuti ziko mwa Yesu. Chifwa cho ndipulumusa. Munditandize. Kuwerenga buku iri. Munditandize. Kukusatirani inu. Nukutumikirani. Masiku onse. Amoyo wanga. Sikomo Yesu. Sikomo Yesu. Amen. All right. So, niku bereze sani pemperoli jam chichewa. Amen. Nemu nisatele mawia wa mtakweza manjanu osawiri. Inu amene mwalandra Yesu Christ musongano mnene. Ambia Yesu. Niku toko zani. Chifwa chondi konda. Mazulo ano. Nupereka moyo wanga kwa inu. Nikulapa machimo wanga. Nikulapa chikolo changa. Nikulapa maboza wose. Nikulapa kubakose. Munikulukire. Machimo wanga wose. Ambuye Yesu. Lowani mumtima mwanga. Mundi suke ni mazi wanu.
Yes.
Mundi yelese ambye
yes,
Yesu.
Lord.
Nikale wana wanu.
Jesus.
Kuyambira lero.
Thank you, Lord.
Siko mambye Yesu. Yes. Chifayi ni mani pulumusa. Mundi patse moyo wanu.
Yes,
moyo watsopano. Umene nikale mutawi zonse. Kuyambira sopano. Leti tani manjawe. Tanjali mozi lomkweze mkono mozi woka. Munene iwe satana. Kuyambira lero. Ndikukana. Ndikukana. Sindikufunaswa. Ndikumanga. Choka moyo manga. Ulibeso ulamuliro. Kwa moyo wanga. Chosa zako zose. Ubade winauli wose. Pakanipa iwe nine. Watalelo sineso wako hai chosa matenda ako chosa zowawa zako chosa zipinjo zako ndugu kana nachoka manja mako nini manja ma Yesu sopan siko mambia Yesu chifwa chondira ndira. Amen.
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 Right now.
Sopanolino.
Tomorrow is Sunday.
Ma wandira mulungu.
Every single person here must be in church. We have so many churches here. No church, you cannot sleep in your house on Sunday morning.
Ariye samenali pano. Muzomba muno tini machali chambili mbili. Asapezeke muntu mawa akogona mnyumba.
Because from today you are born again.
And
a new life is beginning now. Is it clear? Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now,
Sopa.
I am going to Tomorrow evening we start at 5 o'clock. Is that it?
4:30.
4:30. Because tomorrow is Sunday. And the crusade is for 3 nights. Today, tomorrow, and the day after. On the third day, Jesus will stand up here. Now, miracles are going to begin tonight. The power of God is here. How many believe that Jesus? No one should walk, please, when I'm praying for the sick. Do not walk around. Do not move, please. These are very special moments. Amen.
Amen.
God's power is here. How many know that Jesus is also a healing Jesus? He's pouring in the blood. And now he's pouring in the oil. There is no sickness in this world that Jesus cannot heal. There is no problem Jesus cannot solve. By the way, do you know that I am a doctor? I am a medical doctor. And I'm telling you, as a doctor, I've seen many things doctors cannot do. Yeah, there are many things we cannot do. Only God can do. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have seen many things doctors cannot do. But only God can do. So tonight, whatever a human being cannot do for you, Jesus is here to do it for you. And to change your life. You cannot walk tonight. The power of God is here. You are walking away from this crusade tonight. You could not see. Jesus opens the eyes of the blind. You will see, you will be seen practically by the end of this crusade. You could not hear. You will start hearing. Whatever problem you are carrying. Jesus.
Yes.
I said Jesus. Is solving it tonight. You know, Jesus Christ is alive. Somebody asked me whether I can heal people. I said, if I could heal people, I wouldn't even come to the crusade. I would go straight to the hospital to discharge everybody.
Yeah.
I will go tonight. I will take away all jobs from all doctors. No doctor will work again in the world. I cannot heal anybody. But I know somebody who can heal everybody. His name is Jesus. What can I do for you? I can pray for you. And when I pray, Jesus will heal you. Jesus will touch your life. And he will do miracles. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you are, whatever problem you have, put your hand there right now. If you cannot see, put your hand on your eye. You cannot walk. Put your hand on your legs. Wherever the problem is, put your hand there right now. Jesus is alive.
Yes,
you will see practical miracles practically tonight. Because Jesus is here practically. He's walking in our midst practically. Father, thank you for many miracles tonight. Heal the sick. touch many lives and do the works of darkness and do the weapons of wickedness and let there be an outbreak of miracles. Receive it now. Receive it now. Power. Flowing in this place. Receive the power of God. The grace of God. The might of God. Flowing in this place. Jesus, thanks.
Yes, Christ.
For miracles. Thank you for your healing power. Thanks for your mercy. Wherever you are, whatever need you have, Jesus is touching you right now. It's happening. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thanks for your mercies, Jesus. Thanks for your power. Thanks for pouring in the oil, pouring in the wine. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you. Somebody who cannot walk, the power of God is on your life. Rise up right now. Rise and be healed. Do not see. Open your eyes right now. Something is happening. Healing is taking place. Snake bites are healed. Pain is healed. The power of darkness is broken in your life. Receive it now. Receive it now. It's happening. He's a healing Jesus right now.
Yes,
you are the Lord that healeth me tonight.
Jesus.
You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. Oh, you sent your word. You sent your word. And you heal my disease. You are the Lord. You are the Lord.
Father, thank you for many wonderful things you've done already. Everybody, lift your hand and just thank God right now.
Yes.
Just thank God right now for what He has already done. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh yeah, just thank God. So many wonderful things have happened. So many wonderful miracles have already taken place. Jesus, thanks.
Yes, Christ.
For your great power. So many miracles, Lord. In these 3 nights, Lord. We thank you for healings and mercies. That is released in our midst. We give you praise, Lord. We give you thanks, Jesus. For what you have done. What you have already finished, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Right now. You can just put your hands down. Right now, if God has touched you. If God has touched you. Check yourself. Maybe you had a pain. Check it right now. Maybe you couldn't see. Open your eyes. Maybe you couldn't walk. Whatever problem you had. Check it right now. You see that God has done something in your life right now. Wherever you are. If God has touched you, God has done something, then lift up your hand right now. If God has done something in your life, if God has healed you, maybe you couldn't walk, but now you can walk. Maybe you had a pain, but it's gone. Something wonderful has happened. If God has touched you tonight, come. Oh. Look out over there. Something is happening. Wherever you are, if God has healed you, come to the front here. Lift your hand and walk here quickly. I want to pray with you again. If God has healed you, wonderful, wonderful. Come this way. If God has healed you, wherever you are, come quickly. Make a way for the people. Come this way. I want to pray with you again. Miracles are taking place. Listen. Over there. God is healing on this side as well. Everywhere. Miracles are happening. Many things are happening. You couldn't see. Now you can see. Couldn't hear. Something is happening. Come quickly. You couldn't walk. Now. Walk. Rise. And be healed. Power is flowing in this place. Right now. Right now. If God has touched you, come here. There is a lady with a lamp in your breast. Your breasts are healed. Your breasts are healed right now.
Receive it now.
Many things are happening. Many things are happening. Many miracles. Power is flowing. Tonight is just the first night. Tonight is just the first night. You couldn't walk. But now, something is happening. Miracles are taking place. Many miracles. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. You are healed. Your child is healed. Your life is healed. Your life is healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Falling down or screaming, bring the person to me here in the front here. Anybody falling down, screaming, crying, whatever, bring the person to me here. Power is flowing in this place. Satan, I arrest you tonight. I bind your power in the name of Jesus. I bind every demonic work. Demonic entity that is in operation. right now. Come out of the people. Come out in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft is broken now in the name of Jesus. I overturn witchcraft. I overturn demonic wizards in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Kamala Sita la Baba. Every work of darkness is broken tonight. Bring them here to the front. To the front here. Anyone falling down there, bring the person right here. Brian, right there. Kamashita la Baba. Kalaba. Look at it. Satan, you are finished tonight. Come out. Witchcraft is broken. Masitalaba. Masitalaba. Makala bilosataba. Teilaba kabalade. Dalaba kobra dalaba shadala. Malonde berenika tabalade. Malay paralaba. Anyone falling down, screaming to the front, to the front, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons are coming out tonight, in the name of Jesus. The works of the devil are finished right now in Jesus' name. Now everybody lift your hands up. Whatever is a curse in your life tonight is breaking. Tonight it is breaking. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The curse of witchcraft, of darkness, is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. From every power of the devil. In Jesus' name. Anybody screaming, falling, rolling to the front. To the front. Power is here tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, anybody falling down there, bring them here. Somebody couldn't see, but now you can see. Ask them that. Somebody you couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift up your hand. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift your hand. Yes. Many blind are healed tonight. Tonight is the first night. Tomorrow is the second night. And the third night is on Monday. God is visiting Zomba. Bidia, Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, This lady has had two tumors in the stomach.
This lady?
Two tumors in the stomach. Yes. She's been to the hospital. They've told her two of them and she could feel them. In fact, she says this is the first time in 5 months that this dress has space. Wow. Because it had filled that she was like a pregnant woman. All this was failed.
Wow.
Yes.
And what has happened?
Evangelist said, as you prayed and said, lay your hands, she did. And she felt the things shrink. And that is it. She has been examined by Dr. BDR. It's not there. There
wow.
is nothing. She felt all.
Wow. No, let her tell us. Tell us.
Hallelujah!
What a wonderful miracle. Tumors are disappearing and shrinking.
Yes.
In Zomba.
Yes.
The beginning of miracles in Zomba.
Evangelist, this man is a self-confessed alcoholic.
Alcoholic.
And when he came here tonight, he had pain in his toes, his hands, his joints from gout.
Gout.
From gout. So he couldn't walk, but now he can walk.
Hey.
Now he can walk.
Nanani Yesu. Nanani Yesu.
Nanani Yesu.
Okay. Vudoranga. Ndiguji dakwa. Komaso. Ndiso ndi gauti. Komarirolo. Ndiguenda bunobuino. Dumata gongola mwindo. Akazi anga ndana anga alibompa. Akunduona. Mwendo nda uongola leno. Sini maongola mwendo.
Wow!
He couldn't do this before his wife.
Nine kwa san gondwe. Ndugongola miendo mnobino. I'm a teacher by profession. Kuma ndukutaku ziongola.
Walk let's see. Walk let's see.
Taendani, taendani, taendani.
Everything na double double. Everything na double double. Hey, my God is good. Hey, my God is good.
Everything na double double. His wife is here.
My wife is here. You call her over. I couldn't stretch my legs.
Wife,
like
where is his wife?
Yeah.
Where is his wife?
Akazia wali kuti.
Come, wife.
Aberani, akazia waba boyawa. Auli sabata kuyenda, sabata kuongola miendo. Akazia wali kuti.
Is that your wife?
She's there.
Wife.
That's the one.
Let me come this way, faster.
Zeranu.
Come this way.
Mutzele mbali yoko ya mai.
Wow.
So that besides...
He couldn't move anything.
He couldn't move from gout. Pain.
From gout. Painful gout.
Is very, very painful. Wifey.
Amada.
Come. Is it true?
And zona.
What happened?
He couldn't walk.
He couldn't walk. He couldn't stretch his leg. Yes, he was able to walk, but he was not able to stretch his leg.
Yes.
Is this yes. a miracle?
Yes, it's a miracle.
Yes.
Wow, are you happy?
Yes, I'm very happy.
You're very happy.
Yes.
Wow, walk this way, walk this way, walk this way.
This man is
very happy.
Nanani Yesu, Nanani Yesu, Nanani Yesu,
Evangelist, this lady had a very bad accident last year. She had many injuries in her leg. And this is the shoe she has been wearing. Without this and this, she could not walk. This has been padded to balance her height because one leg became shortened with severe pain. But tonight when you prayed, the power of God came upon her and the pain she's had from the accident is totally gone and she's able to walk.
Speak your language.
I was involved in an accident and I broke one of my legs.
2017.
That was in 2017. I couldn't walk without a supporting.
I couldn't
walk without this shoe they gave me so that I should balance up, and I couldn't move without the shoe.
What has happened today?
Chaichika leo ndijan.
Nimamva ulunkadi munimati ndikamaenda koma lero ndikuenda buno buno sindi kumva kugwedeka.
I was feeling pain whenever I was walking, but now I can't feel that pain anymore.
You can't feel the pain anymore. Walk, let's see.
God, I'm here with
you. Yo, 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 Yesu amo, yo, yo, Yesu amo, yo, Yesu amo, yo, yo, Yesu wanga, yo, 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 Yesu amo, yo, yo, Yesu amo, yo, yo, Yesu amo, yo, yo. Yesu wanga, Yesu.
Who is this?
Awanindani. Awanindani. This is my daughter.
What is your name? The name of the daughter.
When we went to the hospital first time, they told us they needed to go for the second operation. They told me that the first operation was not successful, so we needed to go for the second operation.
Has God done something for your daughter?
What do you mean? She has a man who knew you. It's true, yes. She couldn't walk properly. She couldn't walk properly.
Wow. Come get up, my dear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, my dear. Come. Thank you. Jesus. Thanks for your power in Zumba. Wow.
Holy Spirit, thank you.
She must have really cut through the leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for your power.
Jesus,
a healing Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's healing you.
So many miracles tonight. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this woman could not move her legs and her hands. She was in so much pain for 2 years. After the prayer, to her amazement, look, she's moving the hand, she's moving the legs. For wow. 2 years, she's not been able to do this.
Let her tell us, Olivia.
Let
her speak.
For 2 years, I've had pains in my body.
For 2 years,
she's been having pain.
Pain.
And she couldn't
move.
She couldn't move.
Doctor, what is this condition? Arthritis.
Pain.
Arthritis. Jesus, thank you for healing. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Olivia, Bidia, what is this?
Evangelist, since May, this lady could not walk without her walker. She had a walker.
Where is the walker?
She left it. She was healed after the prayer. She left the walker and walked up here.
Somebody should bring it.
What? Mavis.
Mavis
has the walker. Please,
Mavis. Where are you? Mavis.
Mavis, urikuti ubelese chimena mayendera amai. Unyamule chimena mayendera amai.
Oh, ayenda na fe. Oh, ayenda na fe. Tatokoza. Ayenda na fe. Oh, ayenda na fe. Oh, ayenda na fe. Tatokoza. Tatokoza, yes.
Is this for you? This was her car.
Kwa iwawa gari moto lao linali limene hili.
Wow.
Tungululu mali kweru manja ma Yesu.
Wow.
She's walking without it. Turn it around.
Turn around.
Mama, are you happy tonight?
Yes, I'm very happy.
Wow.
I've been sitting in the house. No friends, no one to visit me.
No friends?
Yes.
No one to be with her?
Yes. So, dear Kulisa, manya mulidwa ndo msika na
wanchito kandisambisa.
It was my house help who was cutting me. From the house.
A house help was carrying her from the
house.
When she went to the hospital, she was diagnosed with arthritis.
Wow. Come this way, my dear.
Tabera na bamai.
Iyo yo yo, Yesu wa moyo. Iyo, Yesu wa moyo. Iyo, Yesu wa moyo. Iyo, Yesu wa ngaya. Yo yo yo, amama sula. Yo, amama sula. Yo, amama sula. Yo, amama sula. Yesu.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Many miracles.
Amazing miracles. Tell us what happened to you.
Okay.
Chichewa, any language?
About 6 months ago, nam bagumva sharp pains mukono wangao. Nena peska I couldn't do anything. I couldn't use my right arm. And when I went to the doctors, they put me on physiotherapy and also they put me on many painkillers, Nevlin, Tramadol, Midol, anything. And they could
pain.
Help
it. Severe pain in the wrists.
And you could not do what?
I couldn't do anything. I couldn't use my right arm. Wow. I stopped using my right arm. I could use everything using my left arm. Now they say that my nerves were compressed. That's why I was feeling too much pain. And they were telling me that they can't help me here because they don't have the machines and everything. So I've been living on painkillers for over six months. And today when Bishop was praying, I felt something move in my right arm. And my arm was shaking. After that, the pain was gone. I can do anything with my arm. I can move.
Wow.
I am healed.
Give the Lord a mighty clap of
praise. Everything I double, double, oh. Everything I double, double, oh. Yeah, my God is good, oh.
Alright.
Evangelist, for the first time in 6 months, this lady is holding her baby with this hand.
Why?
She could not. She had severe pain. She could not move the hand. She could not move this leg, this side of her body.
Is it true? Tell us.
Yes, I was having some pains with my left hand and my left leg as well as my left breast. But now I'm okay. I couldn't even hold my baby with this hand. But now I can do it.
Well, you can hold your baby with one hand.
Yes, I can. But at first I was having difficulties to do so.
Wow.
Yes.
Doctor, what is this condition? It sounds like a stroke on
this
the right side.
Left-sided weakness.
It's called left-sided hemiparesis.
Left hemiparesis.
Amai yawa zukanga na nali ndi stroke mbali mozi chifaza ke samba atagwisa nchito mkono wao abelela wao komanso mwendo wao zimawavuta koma achirisidwa pano.
Beautiful. Doctor, what is this? Media.
Evangelist, for 7 years this lady has suffered with chronic pain. She said even after taking strong painkillers, 30 minutes later she's in pain again, but tonight the pain disappeared after you prayed.
Wow.
Ndakandi kumva kumva kwa kumene kukwadzaka. Ndimandikapiro chipatara kundiyeza izindizi. Zamapeza kali kosi. Ama ndifusa kuti mabwerera kuzatani kuno. Sifase mukudwala. Ndikuti ine ndikudwala ndithu ndikumva kuwawa thupilanga. Deyire ndimamva kuwawa. Ndimamva painkillers koma sizitandiza.
Tonight what happened?
Leloro mene munapemphera muja. Nango faba spinach ya shoka. Ndabwera ichichi kundi wawa chonseji. But now it's completely gone. Like gone. I can't feel anything now.
Wow. Gone, 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 gone. Oh. Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise.
Nana ni Yesu. Nana ni Yesu. Nana ni Yesu. Nana ni Yesu. Kuwa mwa Yesu. Kuwa mwa Yesu. Kuwa mwa Yesu. Nana ni Yesu.
Back pain healed tonight.
Pain is healed tonight.
It's gone.
Is the pain gone?
And time era prophet anangoti ali yesa gwire pena kumva kupweteka ndeni nagwira pambuyo kana kumutamaliza kupemphera yesa tamaliza kupemphera kuzairama kuzapeza kuti no sipakupweteka
asi. Wow, thank you Lord in Jesus name. Quick
evangelist, you could not see properly for 3 years.
Samata kuona bwino kwa zaka start
indenda kala zaka start kuambira 2015. Pamene nina untagona usiku mamapo dzuka ndena pesa kuti ndidzuke ndikuona ngati kashwena kashi kodi dabwisa kodi ndichiani basi kukhala pamene ndinazaona.
One night during the night something fell into my eyes and then when I woke up in the morning I couldn't see properly.
Tonight can you see?
Yes, now I see you just him. It's better than before.
Wow.
She's counting fingers.
Yes.
How many fingers?
Five.
Wow. Doctor, what is this? It's some kind of proptosis. What happened to the top of your eyes? Swellings on top of your eyes.
Kutupa pamwamba pamadzi maso ndichant manage.
So I'm shaking. My feet is not very, very strong.
Swellings on top of the eyes.
Kutupa pamwamba pamaso ndi judgment.
For healing in Jesus' name. Strength in the name of the Lord.
Severe chest pain. She's been on medications. Tonight the power of God touches her. The pain is gone.
Where was the pain?
Ndivudo nabadwa nintima mbali mozi oboka ndintima omandipweteka kwambira oli mwana. Ndeni kamapuma nimamva ntima kuti kunditamanga kwambi mutu so mandipweteka. Ndezi walo zima uma pa matuluka chintu hapapa. Kumantayo mweti mapempira, chintu chijaja chokapu, kumasu tima uchoasia kundipweteka.
Wow, give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she was diagnosed with hepatitis B and she was on admission last week Thursday.
Hepatitis?
Yes, so she had this pain in her liver that wouldn't stop.
Where was the pain?
This side.
Your liver side?
Yes, the liver side.
And immediately you pray, she fell under the power. When she got up, the pain has vanished.
Were you one of the people who fell down here?
Yes.
And what happened to the pain?
It has gone completely. I'm not feeling pain now.
Wow.
Yes.
On your liver?
Yes.
Hepatitis B.
Yes.
Hepatitis B, yes. Comes from many things and leads to many other things. It's but different from hepatitis A, but Jesus, you are healed. Mighty name of Jesus. Bidia, what is this?
Evangelist, this young lady came here bent over from pain.
Let her tell us.
when I was coming here, I had stomachache. I have been suffering for more than 5 years. Each and every month when I'm doing month period, I could not go to school sometimes. My parents could take me to the hospital, but when the pastor prayed for me, all the pains.
Pain is gone. Friend in the name of the Lord, Jesus.
Knee pain healed tonight.
Where?
Knee pain. He could not bend it.
What happened to your knee?
Yeah, it was a pain on my, this is a knee pain for about 2 years now. Yeah. And therefore 2 years now, Zakazukundu Futisa Mwendo Kumatu Pantazina, and there Anati the Tigre Mwendo, now the pain has gone.
When I touched my knee,
how do you say it has gone in Chichewa?
Tapita, achoka.
Tapita,
achoka.
Yachoka.
Yes.
Yapita, chapoka.
Tachoka. Ululu, achoka.
Yachoka.
Achoka.
Thank you, Lord. In
it's
Jesus
gone.
Name.
The pain is gone.
Evangelist, a mighty miracle. This lady has been producing water from her vagina for a year. Wouldn't stop. When you were praying, she fell down under the power. When she got up, she went to look at it. It's dry. For the first time in a year.
Let her tell us what happened.
I was having vaginal discharge, but when you prayed, we asked us to touch where the pain is. I touched my private part, and then when I checked myself, the discharge is completely gone.
Discharge. It's dry.
Wrist pain healed tonight.
Let them come. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
So many miracles.
Could not see properly, evangelist.
What? Let her tell us.
I.
Somebody
with an eye. At first
I was strong.
I've been
having severe headache.
But I was playing.
Can she see better now?
What about Mugutsa Gwana Bunobino?
And you walk on Bunobino.
She can see.
She can see. Father,
hallelujah.
Crowds Jesus line you, the Jesus. Narrow street. To see.
Yes. By the blood. From Galilee. By the blood, receive your touch.
Thank you for your power.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Receive your healing.
Yes.
Receive your healing.
What are you doing? What's your hand?
And in his eyes they glimpse the heart that sees the heart of all men.
Jesus,
receive your touch.
For he knows his
strength
Father's
and healing
mind.
In the name of Jesus.
He speaks his
in the name of Jesus.
Word.
Yes.
By the blood.
Thank you.
By the blood. By the blood. Receive your healing. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Jesus. In Jesus' name. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Yes.
There's power.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive your healing.
Oh, yes.
Receive your healing.
Oh, yes.
Receive your healing. The name of Jesus, by the blood. By the blood. Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' name.
In the name of the Lord.
You are great. You do miracles so great.
Thank you, Jesus. Receive your healing. Be healed in Jesus' name. Strengthen your body now in the name of Jesus. Receive healing. Receive healing in Jesus' name. By the blood. Receive power, power, power now. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. In the name of Jesus. Never the same again. Receive your touch. Your touch by the blood. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Never the same again. The name of Jesus. Receive your touch. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Lord, let your power, your mercy, your hand, by the blood, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For healing. For healing. Thank you for your power, Lord. In Jesus' name.